From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, we're going to go off on one, potentially, about a really, really unpopular subject, and that is AI.
No one ever talks about it. This is the problem, Martin. No one ever talks about it.
Well, of course everyone's talking about it. But my thing about it is that I wonder whether we're talking about the right thing, we're asking the right questions. And the reason I say all this is because it looks to me, and you can shoot me down for this, it looks to me like the AI discussion currently is built on the premise that learning is content. And that means that we're looking at how AI can do content, how can we, you know, there can be cost efficient, it can change the kind of operating and production model around that and the scaling of it. And I think that's all quite self-limiting. And I wonder whether we're just not looking a long way beyond that. Maybe it's just absolutely natural that everyone would focus on the application of a technology to what we know and have always known. But it feels to me like the idea of this being transformative is not being reflected in the way we're talking about it or questioning
it. Some people are talking about it.
Okay.
I think more and more what is important is AI in the workflow, not AI developing more content. And that ability to understand the profound impact of embedding AI in the workflow is slowly dawning on the world, I think. Mm. So all of this stuff about, oh, I use Copilot, it helps me summarize my meetings, that is not a profound use of AI. It's, you know, that's fine. I use that. I use it to do all sorts of small things that help me individually be more effective. But that is a world away from helping embedding AI in the workflow, and transforming the organization. And that's must be the goal, the dream, the prize that is being handed out in front of us. But that is much more complex, because to embed AI in the workflow means it's a kind of corporate organizational process. It's not an individual who's an enthusiast, or an individual who's not much of an enthusiast. And that's the level of debate at the moment. Who's willing to jump in? Who's not willing to jump in? But what is really worrying is that if organizations aren't willing to jump in, then they will not reap the big benefits held out. And they'll also compromise their organization. And we've talked about this before, Martin, but if individuals are going to use AI for shortcuts, they're going to dump in company documents and really confidential stuff in order to get the summary out or to get a few action points out. And you think, my goodness, what will people be willing to give away in order to get, you know, a quick 4-bullet-point summary? And there's nothing wrong with quick 4-bullet-point summaries, but there is something wrong with organizations who say, no, we're not going to use AI, and they can't stop it. Or organizations that say, oh, let's just see what happens. You've got to take a grip, right? Get a grip, I think. And it's about time big organizations got the grip. So, and then smaller organizations will follow. And maybe the real innovation is at the micro organization level, where it's an integral part of the way they work, because they haven't got the human resource to do it any other way. But we need to think about the bigger picture with AI fast, I think. And we're still playing around on the margins, I think.
So, yes. So for me, it's the kind of, how do you broaden your perspective so that you're actually looking way beyond the category, if you like? Because I think that's really important. I think this is a time of huge discomfort. And we say that discomfort is a really important part of learning, right? But for me, it feels like we're comforting ourselves by just tucking into content. And I think that's
what we're saying.
And
But
I think it just doesn't sit very well for me. And it's like, well, what are the questions we need to be asking, and where do we need to explore? And also the whole sense making process around this. Actually, you need different perspectives. You need to triangulate information. You need to sort of come up with views that are based on a much broader perspective, I think. And the concern for me is that when I look at some of the learning debate and discussion, it's completely down the learning rabbit hole. And I just see this as being far, far broader than that. So it's interesting what you're saying.
I'm just going to say, we're trying to gear up whole organizations to transform the way they work. Set that against, oh, we can develop a bit of content faster. And you realize there is a massive gulf. And winners and losers, if you don't see that, then I think you're making a huge, huge tactical error.
I think the other thing for me is that we need to, I mean, my final thought would be we have these kind of fiefdoms as well. So we have the technology fiefdom, the in-house one, and in some senses historically learning has been quite a marketing driven sector, so it's been hard to establish kind of the fact and what is going on, what's real, what isn't. There are labels that are used, but it feels to me like the technology companies are, some of them, lots of them are at the sharp end of this, and in some senses the level of discussion and debate around technology can be quite self-limiting as well. We kind of and
Yes.
I'd it'd be great to think we could move a bit beyond that, where people could come together and really talk more openly about that, so that we can take our understanding of where this is going to the next level as well. So maybe that's just a wish, and that can and can't happen. I don't
It
know,
can
but
happen, and it should be a lot more than a wish, Martin. It should be a reality. And I think once you get the breakthroughs, once you get organizations who've done it and are reaping the rewards, everyone will pile in behind them. I'm sure of that. It just the issue is how long. And AI doesn't wait for any person. AI is charging ahead. And if you're behind now, I dread to think how far behind you'll be in 6 months or a year. So now is the time to start debating and encouraging and experimenting in this area, for sure. For sure. All right, Martin, that's really good. Thank you for your insights. Let's see what the world thinks. Bye.
From scratch.